Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. I am James Boslaw, your Fredericksburg area realtor and vacation rental investor. And this show is all about real estate in the Fredericksburg area, the Fawn Lake community, and the vacation rental space. I help people buy and sell homes because I believe that everyone should grow their wealth as they live in or own a home that they love. I also believe that you should feel confident when you are buying or selling a home, and confidence comes when you are well-educated and informed, and that's what this show is all about. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show, where in today's episode, I'm gonna go over the real estate statistics for the Fredericksburg area in the month of January of 2025. So it's the first month in the new year, and this data will be important for us to look at as we take a look at where the market is going as we enter into the new year. So let's dive right into the data and let's find out what's going on in the local market for the Fredericksburg area. As we do so, what we see is that the overall sold dollar volume in January of 2025 versus January of 2024 is up about 9%. So that's great news. We have more activity, more homes are selling this January versus last January. Now, the average sold price is up 11% this January versus last January. That is a significant amount of appreciation. This is something that is perplexing a lot of people because the interest rates have remained quite high over the past year. And yet what we're seeing is that the amount of appreciation taking place this January compared to a year ago is up 11%. That is way above normal levels of appreciation. As a matter of fact, the average sold price in the Fredericksburg area sold in the month of January is $518,000. That is a significant increase from last year when the average sales price was $466,000. So that is a lot more money in as far as the average sales price in a home. So if you're a owner of a home, this should be very welcome news. We're seeing great appreciation throughout the Fredericksburg area. That's also reflected in the median sold price, which is up about 7%. The median sold price in the Fredericksburg area is $462,000, whereas in last year, the median sold price was $432,000. So 7% increase in the median sales price. We're seeing 11% increase in the average sales price. So more and more and more appreciation in the real estate market for homes in the Fredericksburg area. Now, as far as units sold, the actual number of homes sold is actually slightly down this year, but it's about the same. We have 319 homes that sold in the month of January this year, whereas in there was 324 homes that sold in January of last year. So we're talking about only a difference in 5 homes. So that's about the same number of homes, but because the number of homes that were sold at a higher sales price, that's why we see much more overall sold dollar volume in the month of January. As far as average days on the market, it remains pretty much unchanged. There's a 1-day difference. This year, it's taken a home on average 38 days to sell. But last year, it would take about 39 days for a home to sell in the month of January. So we're seeing about the same amount of time for a house to be on the market. It's just over a month right now for a house to be in the market before it goes under contract and eventually closes. I do think it's interesting that the months of supply that we have currently in the Fredericksburg area for January of this year is 1.7 months worth of supply, whereas in the 5-year average is 1.1 month supply. So we're seeing about a half a month more supply currently than we have seen over the last 5 years in the month of January. This could be a very healthy sign, especially for buyers who want more choices, more inventory, so that they can maybe have a little bit more leverage when they go to make an offer. Less competition, more options, that ends up being a great sign for buyers. So if you're looking to buy a home, we'll definitely be watching this closely, but this could be a good sign that inventory is increasing in our local market. As far as active listings, in January of 2025, we're seeing that there are 800 homes that are active for sale, whereas in January of 2024, we saw 634 homes. That's about 165 homes difference, and that's a big deal. So once again, inventory is starting to increase, which should be a welcome sign for buyers. For sellers, we'll watch this closely to see what type of impact this might have on the appreciation of homes in our local market. But with affordability being one of the biggest issues for buyers right now, this is actually a welcome sign that maybe the appreciation will start to cool off as we have more homes for sale and buyers start to have a little bit more leverage when they go to make an offer. But that's what's taking place in our local market right now for the Fredericksburg area. I just want to remind you, if you're looking to buy or sell a home this year, just contact me as soon as you can. The earlier I can get with buyers and sellers as we go into the spring market, the better chance I have of setting you all up for success. So if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, or you know someone who is, please have them contact me right away. The earlier, the better. I have a lot of buyers and sellers going into this year, and I'm excited to serve them all. But I am never too busy for your referrals and never too busy to help anyone that's looking to buy or sell a home. So make sure you contact me today if that's something that you're thinking about doing. I also want to remind you that if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to the show. If you're listening to this on Apple's podcast, make sure that you follow the show. And if you know anybody that might benefit from these videos, then pass this along to them. I would love to increase my subscribers, my followers, as I continue to get the word out in my efforts of informing people about our local market, what's taking place with the real estate market in the Fredericksburg area, the Fallen Lake community, and the vacation rental space. So pass this along to anyone that might be interested. And if you have any questions, you can just contact me at my website at explorewithjb.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. All right, that's the end of this episode. I hope you have a wonderful day, an even better week, and we'll catch you on the next episode.